الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصي ما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم وقد قال تبارك وتعالى قل هل ننبئكم بالأخسرين أعمالا الذين ضل سعيهم في الحياة الدنيا وهم يحسبون أنهم يحسنون صنعا صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. My most respected elders and brothers in Islam, I've recited a verse from Surah Al-Kahf. It is also that surah where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged us to read on the day of Jum'ah. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that that person who recites Surah Al-Kahf on the day of Jum'ah, Usima min fitnati dajjal, he'll be saved from the fitnas of Dajjal. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also encouraged that a person should try to learn this surah. If a person cannot learn the surah by heart, then at least the first 10 verses and the last 10 verses of the surah, if a person behearts it, then there are some riwayat that also indicate towards these two sets of verses, the first 10 verses and the last 10 verses. So there are great virtues regarding the surah. In the last ruku, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this verse, قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا. Should I not inform you of the biggest loser? الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. It is that person who he is doing a lot of actions. He is very pleased with his actions. He is happy and he thinks he is doing a lot of good actions. وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. But all his actions are gone to waste. He thinks he has done those good actions, is accepted, but those actions are gone to waste. I wish today to speak about those things that take away the virtues of our actions. Those things that make our actions null and void. Sometimes a person is working so hard. He's trying to keep Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. He's doing different types of actions. But sometimes we are washing away those actions by doing some other actions. What are those things that make our actions go null and void? When you look at Quran and Sunnah, then the first thing we see is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about kufr and shirk. That is disbelief. If a person is a kafir. One is a person is a kafir, is born as a kafir, he remains as a kafir, and Allah forbid, he dies as a kafir. Then such a person, وَلَوْ أَشْرَكُوا لَحَبِطَ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, that those people who ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those people who make kufr and shirk, such people, their actions are all gone to waste. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَعْمَالُهُمْ كَسَرَابٍ بِقِيئَةٍ يَحْسَبُوا الظَّمْآنُ مَاءً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are such people, the kuffar on the day of Qiyamah. They may have done a lot of good in this dunya. But their actions are like a mirage. From far a person is thinking there's water. But when he comes there, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوا لَمْ يَجِدْهُ. When he comes there, he doesn't find any water there. It was just a mirage. So likewise, a kafir on the day of Qiyamah, he will come, he will think he did a lot of good deeds. But when he comes there, he will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there. He's not going to find his good actions there. So a kafir, whatever good actions he does, Allah may reward him for that good actions in this dunya, but in akhirat he's not going to get anything. And second is a person who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored him with iman, but then he lost his iman. For whatever reason, either joining the wrong company, or either not sitting with the right people, people have a lot of doubts and a lot of questions in their minds. And they go and ask the wrong people the questions. Now there's so much of information. There's a lot of information, but very little of that information is correct information. And if you sit with the wrong people, you get the wrong answers also. So many a times people have doubts because of the things that they're reading and the people that they are meeting. And they can lose that iman. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is also one thing, irtidad, when a person leaves the fold of Islam and iman, then all his actions go to waste. وَمَنْ يَرْتَدِدْ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ فَيَمُتْ وَهُوَ كَافِرٌ فَأُولَٰئِكَ حَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. A person, if he becomes a renegade, he leaves the fold of Islam, immediately his nikah breaks. In this dunya, his nikah breaks automatically. Whatever good actions he has done, all that is gone to waste. His hajj, etc. If the Muslim relative of his has to pass away, he won't inherit anymore. He won't be buried in a Muslim qabristan. And if he dies upon that condition, Allah forbid, then in the akhirat, he is doomed forever. And if perchance he has to come back towards Islam, then there's a difference of opinion amongst the fuqaha. Whether that hajj he had done before, if he had done hajj before, whether he has to repeat that hajj all over again. As far as the nikah and all he is concerned, he has to do his nikah all over again. But the nikah is broken. So in the dunya and in the akhirat, he has lost everything. That is why it's so important that a person must be so careful regarding his iman. Regarding what he says, regarding what he does, must not be that we do certain actions. We say certain things, we can lose our iman. That's why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned there will be certain people that they will wake up in the morning with iman. But during the day they will do such actions, they can lose that iman. And during the evening they'll have that iman, but they may say or do something, they can lose that iman. An incident is mentioned by the Buzurgan e Din that some foreigners went for Hajj. So happened there was a janazah that they had to attend. And they decided to accompany the janazah. They went to the Qabristan, Jannatul Mu'alla. And after a few years, they used the graves again. So there was a pious person that was buried in a certain grave. And after many years, they decided to reuse the grave again. So when they opened up the grave, they saw a girl's body there. Whereas a man was buried there before. Now they see that it was a girl's body there. Now there was a few people that were there. There were some foreigners. They recognized the body. She's from some foreign land, and they recognize the body. So they close it up, and now these people went to the family of this person that was buried there, and they asked her that this person was a good person. How is it now we buried him here, and now his body is no more here? So she replied, he was a very good person. Yes, he was a very good person. But he had one thing he used to do. That whenever he used to fulfill his desires with me, then he used to say that how nice of the Jews and the Christians that they don't have to make ghusl. And we know ghusl is farz after a person fulfills his desires. Now just because of liking one action of the kuffar, the ulama say that the lands of Makkah did not even accept him. These people went back to their hometown. They decided to investigate that that girl had passed away there. They open up her grave, they see his body there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do anything. There's nothing far-fetched from the qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now just imagine that just by uttering something, a person can lose his iman. That is why the ulama of Aqidah mention al-istighfafu kufrun. That a person who looks down upon any commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he degrades any command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that is tantamount to kufr, he can lose his iman. That is why if a person, due to his weakness, if he is not fulfilling any command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he must make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not justify any wrong action that a person is doing. And do not question any of the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or mock any of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very, very serious issue this. So, iman is something that a person sometimes, without realizing, he can lose that iman. That is why at all times we must be very, very careful. And we must make shukr for this iman. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi used to say that a person should read 2 rakats of shukr salah every day just for this iman only. Just for this iman only, a person must read 2 rakats of shukr salah. And we know that if a person makes shukr, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Leave alone Allah snatching away our iman, Allah will increase our iman. Allah will increase our iman. So this is the second thing. That way a person, all his actions go to waste. And that is, if he does not look after his iman and lose his iman, Allah protect our iman. The third thing that will let all our actions go to waste is hasad. Al-hasadu ya'kulu al-hasanat. That hasad eats up a person's actions, kama ta'kulu an-naru al-hatab. Just like how fire devours wood, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that likewise, hasad will take away all our actions. What is hasad? Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah mentions that the reason why a person has hasad and jealousy is because he got love of dunya in his heart. If someone got something that you don't like and you don't love, you won't be jealous of him. You'll only be jealous of something that you like. So because you got love for that thing, therefore that jealousy comes into your heart. That's why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا رَأْسُ كُلِّ خَطِيَةٍ. Love for the dunya is the root of all sicknesses. Because once you got love for dunya, then it's going to bring about jealousy. It's going to bring about hatred also. It's going to bring about greed also. So all these sicknesses are coming out because of that one sickness, and that is حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا. And what is hasad? It's where a person is not happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give that person that thing? Whether it be health, wealth, whether it be knowledge, whether it be beauty, whether it be happiness. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him that thing and did not give me? And you desire that that thing must be taken away from that person and given to you. Yes, if a person makes this dua that, oh Allah, you have given him that bounty, and give him more of that bounty, and also give me, and that is permissible. So the third thing is hasad. Hasad. Then the next thing that also takes away a person's actions is riya, that is showing off. Doing things for others besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the last verse of Surah Al-Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. Whosoever wants to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the condition that Allah is pleased with him, then he must do good actions. And he must not join anyone else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his actions. solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if a person has ikhlas, then the smallest of actions earns the biggest of rewards. But if a person doesn't have ikhlas, the biggest of actions holds no weight. Ibn al-Jawzi rahimullah has mentioned, why does a person doesn't have ikhlas? Why does a person have riya and show in him? Why does a person do things to please other people besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's because he got lack of muhabbat for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if a person wants, he loves someone, then he tries to impress that person also. He tries to impress that person. If a person has love for Allah, then the person will do his best to impress Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if he loves someone else, then he wants to impress that person. And the second reason he mentions is that you got love for position. You got love for position also. You want people to look up at you. You want people to look up at you. Thereafter he mentions you get different stages of riya also. One is a person before he starts that action. He already wants to impress someone. And one is a person, he doesn't want praise from anyone. He doesn't want praise, he just wants that person to think good of him. You see, that's also riya. Even though you're not waiting for any praise, but you want that person to think good of you, that is also riya also. And that is that hidden shirk which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has called it in the heart. Inna akhwafa ma akhafu ala ummati ash-shirk al-asghar, wa kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that the worst thing that I fear upon my ummah is that hidden shirk, and the small shirk is where a person will be doing things just to show people. And we know there are so many ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam where he speaks about ikhlas. And he speaks about what will happen to those people that will do things for show. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in the famous hadith about those three people that will be brought in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One will be that person who is a mujahid who had fought in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask him, why did you fight? He says, only for your sake. Allah will say, no, you're speaking a lie. You wanted people to say that you are very brave. You got your praise in the dunya, here you're not going to get anything. Then that person who was reciting the Quran, or an alim, who was seeking knowledge, but not for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Same thing will be told to them. Why did you do it? He said, only for your sake. Allah said, no, you're speaking a lie. You wanted people to say you're a scholar, you're a qari. Now you got all your praise, you're not going to get anything yet. Likewise, a person who Allah had given him abundant wealth, spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spending this avenue, spending that avenue. Allah will ask him, why did you do it? He said, only for your sake. Allah said, no, you're speaking a lie. You wanted people to say that you are very, very generous. You got the praise. Now don't ask me for anything. That is why in one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, that jama'a Allahu al-awwalina wal-akhirin fanada munadun, that Allah will gather everyone on the day of Qiyamah. And then an announcer will make. He'll make an announcement and will say, those people that did actions for other people, to show other people, if they want their reward, go to that person now. Don't come to us. You want your reward? You're doing it for that person. Go to that person and ask him for your reward. But you won't get anything from us. So riya and show is a killer for a person's actions. That's why Faqih Abu Lis has mentioned, Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned, that a person when he's eating his salah, he must think he's like a shepherd who's eating in front of his animals and flock of animals. He doesn't expect any praise from those animals. Does he expect any praise from those animals? No, he doesn't expect any praise. So likewise, he must not look at the people around him. He must only have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of him. That is only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not expecting any praise. And he also mentions in another place that that person who got no ikhlas, his example is like a person who's carrying a money bag, going towards the bank, loaded. Everyone is thinking that he's a very rich person. But what he got inside is it's only full of stones. So there's nothing inside. People are thinking he's a very rich person. He got everything. But he only knows what is filled up with. It's filled with rocks and stones. So that is the action. That a person doesn't have ikhlas, that action is holds no weight. It holds no value in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anything we're doing, we must do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always be sincere in whatever we do. Then another action that will make all our actions go to waste. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned famous hadith, Manil Muflis. Who is a pauper? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the Sahaba Ranu. So the Sahaba Ranu replied, just like how we will reply, Malla dirhama wala dinar wala mata'a. That person who doesn't have any wealth, doesn't have any goods, and he's regarded as a pauper. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no. It will be that person, may ya'ati yawm al-qiyamah bi salatin wa siyamin wa zakatin. It will come with abundant nafil salat, zakat, and charity, and fasting. But wa shatama hadha, wa qadhafa hadha, wa akhada ma'ala hadha, wa safaka dama hadha. But he had harmed people, verbally, physically, monetarily. He harmed people in different ways. In every way, he harmed people. So that person will come on a day of Qiyamah. And those people that he harmed, he'll have to pay. He'll have to pay up. And then you can't pay with money now. You'll have to pay with a person's actions. You'll have to pay with a person's his good deeds, you'll have to pay up with. Just to make up for all the wrongs that he had done. And if he hasn't got enough good deeds, then Allah forbid that person's evil deeds will be placed upon. In one riwayat, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, وَذَلِكَ يَوْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. That will be a very great day. A very severe day. So it's very, very important that a person, when it comes to the rights of people, one is the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one is the rights of people. A person must be very, very, very careful that he does not take the rights of any person. I will end off with one narration that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that a person will come on a day of Qiyamah. Even though this narration is a little weak, but ulama have mentioned it as far as virtues and taking a lesson. And they mentioned that a person will come on a day of Qiyamah, he'll ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where are all my good actions? I've done this good action, I've done that good action. Where are all those actions? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that you had made ghibat of so and so person. And because you made ghibat of so and so person, therefore your actions are gone to him. Ulama mentioned that if you didn't like the person, why make ghibat of the person? If you're making ghibat of the person, you're not harming that person anyway, you're harming yourself because your actions are going to him. Your actions are going to him. So these are certain actions which I've mentioned. That number one, we had mentioned kufr and shirk. Number two, we had mentioned that a person leaves the fold of Islam. Number three, we have spoken about hasad. Number four, riya and show, doing things for show and not having ikhlas. And number five, not fulfilling the rights of others. These are such actions that they will make all our good actions go to waste. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. And Allah ta'ala accept all our actions. And Allah ta'ala also give us the realization that we need to fulfill all the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the rights of people. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.